A different sort of military problem is evident in Libya. A variety of armed groups took part in toppling the regime of Muammar Gaddafi. They descended on the capital Tripoli some 3 months ago and never left. Now, Tripoli is awash in guns. A variety of militias man roadblocks, roam the city in pickup trucks, and have bases in government buildings. Libya's new authorities have asked the groups to leave. Tripoli City Council has given armed militias 2 weeks to get out of town. In the meantime, government-backed task forces are trying to round up their weapons. Don Duncan reports from Tripoli.
Months after the toppling of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, ecstatic Libyans still descend nightly on Tripoli's Martyrs Square. Fireworks explode overhead, children take rides on anti-aircraft guns, and vendors sell revolution trinkets and comic photoshopped images of the fallen dictator. Thank God Muammar is dead, but there is no more trace of this awful family in this country, says this man. While Libyans celebrate the fight that led to the end of Gaddafi, the guns used to oust him are a worrying sign for the future. Hundreds of thousands of guns were handed out to anti-Gaddafi fighters. With tribal conflicts and personal score settling on the rise, these same guns are quickly becoming public enemy number one in post-revolution Libya. Brigade Captain Abed al-Majid heads up one of the numerous task forces created to get guns out of civilian hands. Tonight, he set up a checkpoint on a busy Tripoli street to inspect motorists for illegal guns.
We have to confiscate those guns and interrogate their owners to see where they got them and what they will do with them and why they haven't given them up.
Some people do have government-issued gun permits, but most do not. There are two main reasons people won't give up their weapons. Some say that Libya is just not secure enough yet to remain unarmed. Others, mostly former fighters, refuse to give up their guns as a matter of principle rather than pragmatism. Ahmed Suleiman and some friends show me an arsenal they've stashed in Suleiman's house. As they clean their guns, Suleiman explains that after what they sacrificed to defeat Gaddafi, being asked to disarm is a slap in the face.
We should not be disarmed. We were prepared to die to save others. And now the government is treating us as if there's no difference between us and regular citizens. We should get to keep our guns.
Suleiman says Libya is not stable enough for total disarmament. Many armed Gaddafi loyalists remain and must be fought if they rise up. What's more, the problem goes beyond rifles and handguns. In this Tripoli warehouse, run by the National Transitional Council, or NTC, the larger scale of the problem is apparent. It houses confiscated heavy artillery, rocket-propelled grenades, landmines, and even two Scud missiles. The weaponry here is likely just the tip of the iceberg. Because of the heavy weapons and the possibility they might be sold to more unsavory elements in the region, lots of countries are helping the NTC with the big guns. But for smaller weapons, the NTC and its various member groups are on their own. Jamal Farage heads up the Tripoli Revolutionary Council's gun control team.
Our staff, you know, going around neighborhoods talking about this and, you know, educated people, you know, regarding guns and, you know, the dangers of having guns at home and all this stuff. So it's working.
Farage and his team have collected over 1,000 arms, AK-47s and handguns mostly, in just a 2-week period recently. But even still, all this is a drop in the ocean at this point. Meanwhile, back at al-Majid's barracks, there's a party, celebrating a bust of an arms cache belonging to Gaddafi loyalists.
Gaddafi is dead, and the era of Gaddafi is over. It's a new future we now have in Libya. It's a new era. And what's more, we created it with our own hands.
While al-Majid says he understands the fears driving people to keep their weapons, he is determined to overcome the gun problem, one bust at a time. For the world, I'm Don Duncan, Tripoli, Libya.
Guns galore in Tripoli right now. See for yourself. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.